Good morning. Montgomery police have now charged a juvenile male with reckless murder and assault in connection with a fatal shooting yesterday. In a press conference, police revealed that a 9-year-old boy was killed and a 16-year-old was wounded in the incident that occurred at a home in the 1700 block of Coral Lane, which is located near Norman Bridge Road. The 16-year-old's injuries were not life-threatening. Captain Regina Duckett says that reckless murder charges can be brought regardless of the intent.
But I will tell you that any time, if you have, I'll give you an example, if you have a firearm and you're being reckless in what you're doing with it, if you're playing with it, if you're loading it, unloading it, you're not careful in what you're doing, and it goes off, then you could potentially face charges.
The juvenile was placed in the Montgomery County Youth Detention Facility. He is not being identified due to his age. A statement from the Montgomery school system indicates that because the shooting happened in a school neighborhood, counselors will be made available to students, parents, or staff today and tomorrow at Seth Johnson Elementary from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day. Montgomery Public School Superintendent Margaret Allen is retiring. A release from the Montgomery Public School System confirmed that she announced her retirement to employees yesterday. Allen has served in the system for 41 years as teacher, administrator, and most recently, superintendent. School Board President Robert Porterfield says she will be missed.
Her primary focus, as always, were the children, and she was totally dedicated to doing all that she could to help children be successful in life. And my understanding that she will continue to be a part of the system some kind of way. As far as, you know, she's always there that we can contact if we, run into some rough spots. She'll still be there for us.
In her retirement letter, Allen says she has attempted to leave the job 3 times before but was unsuccessful. The Alabama State Department of Education, which is overseeing an intervention of the Montgomery school system, says that Dr. Reginald Eggleston will serve as chief education officer for the system. The superintendent's position will not be filled in the near future, according to a statement from the department. A former Alabama correctional officer accused of sexually abusing 4 female inmates has been arrested. Macon County District Court documents state that 50-year-old Andrew Dixon is charged with 4 counts of custodial sexual abuse for allegedly having sexual contact with the women. Dixon had worked for the Macon County Sheriff's Department. A complaint was filed on June 14th. The documents show that the incidents began July 29, 2016 and lasted nearly a year. Volunteers from Alabama State University, along with other area colleges, are helping military families at Maxwell Air Force Base get acclimated to the United States. Maxwell Air University's International Officer School hosts the International Family Orientation Program. It's a 7-day initiative that provides information and activities to military spouses and children. ASU's Connie Dacus says volunteers teach 3rd through 12th grade students academics and physical activities.
We've had the opportunity to learn about different countries from the children and to gain an appreciation for differences but also likenesses as well. And so the children just have been wonderful. They've enjoyed what we've had to teach them. They've also enjoyed what they've learned from us as well. So we're hoping that they will take something wonderful back to their country, and we can take something back into our classroom, which helps us become more culturally aware and to enhance our thoughts on diversity.
Maxwell officials estimate about 250 people participated in this year's program. An obituary in the Richmond Times-Dispatch started out this way. Killebrew Patrick Pat, age 68, passed away peacefully at his home June 20, 2017, after watching the Washington Nationals relief pitchers blow yet another lead. Killebrew was such an avid Nationals fan that his wife and son say they felt the good-natured obit was something they had to do. His son says the joke helped him and his mom in grieving Killebrew's unexpected death at age 68 and that his dad would have loved it. The obit ended much as it began. In lieu of flowers, send donations to the Nationals bullpen fund. We're up to 72 degrees this hour in Montgomery. This Tuesday is shaping up nicely, partly sunny, into the upper 80s by the afternoon, remaining partly cloudy tonight when the temp falls into the upper 60s. Got a slight chance of showers Wednesday and Wednesday night, otherwise it's partly cloudy, highs around 88 again with lows in the low 70s. Better rain chances on Thursday at 60%, overcast, holding the high temp to the mid-80s. Thunderstorms are still possible Thursday night, 40% probability, down into the low 70s again. Friday is also cloudy, a 50% likelihood of thunder showers, rising into the mid-80s that day. Saturday is a repeat of that, but with slightly warmer temperatures, hitting a high near 90. You're listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News.